Tonight in California, the San Francisco Giants and Anaheim Angels play the sixth and possibly deciding game of the World Series. The Giants lead 3-2 and need only one more victory to win their first title in nearly 50 years. San Francisco's Barry Bonds is trying to win his first championship to cap off a career that will undoubtedly land him in the Hall of Fame. Baseball's biggest star has also been one of the game's most enigmatic personalities, sometimes charming, other times downright malevolent. Will winning a World Series make Barry Bonds warm and fuzzy? NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
Barry Bonds' checklist almost is complete. Throughout the playoffs, he's been ticking off the last few items. Erase years of postseason frustration and poor play. Check. Get to the World Series. Check. Play well in the World Series. Big check. His 3 home runs, 5 runs batted in, and .500 batting average represent one of the best hitting performances in World Series history. A 38-year-old athlete nearing the pinnacle of his career, you'd think he'd be happy. He says he is, and undoubtedly his close circle of friends and family get to see it. But for those who write about him on a daily basis, who help promote him just by giving him constant exposure, they're not seeing it. Here's some of his interaction with reporters following Game 5's lopsided 16-4 San Francisco victory. Bonds was asked about the double he hit that started the scoring.
The double off of Washburn, what kind of pitch it was, what you saw?
Threw a changeup.
And?
Double.
You saw that? Were you looking for it or were you looking for something else?
I looked just to hit the baseball.
Another question for Barry, behind you.
Reggie Jackson would get very hot and then they'd start expanding the strike zone and he'd give in a little bit and try to contribute by swinging at what wasn't a strike. You don't seem to do that. How do you have that self-control?
A lot of hard work, discipline, constant repetition in a batting cage.
Although clearly bothered, Bonds at least answered the questions, but in the locker room, he often hasn't talked, and when he has, he's been downright rude at times. Veteran baseball reporter Nick Peters writes for the Sacramento Bee newspaper.
I mean, there was a young lady reporter from Fresno, and she just asked a simple question, and he kind of snapped at her, and then at one point he told the guys, why don't you guys, the media group, why don't you find another type of work? I mean, he went out of his way to be nasty. He didn't have to be.
So what's eating Barry Bonds? Nothing new, certainly. This being the World Series, it's undoubtedly the most reporters he's ever had to deal with, but he's never liked the process. Nick Peters remembers interviewing Bonds 20 years ago when Bonds was a skinny kid in college.
And I went up to him to talk to him in the outfield at Arizona State, and he was a high college freshman or sophomore, and he would hardly give me the time of day. I mean, it was just, you know, I said, this kid's not very friendly, you know.
Peters has learned over the years that Bonds can be quite friendly, and Peters allows that Bonds' aloofness may be a key to his great performances.
I think maybe to achieve what he has done, it takes a little more concentration and focus, maybe more so than the other guys do. I mean, the guy really wants to tune out, and he says he visualizes pitches, and he does. I mean, this is his way of game preparation. You can't fault that. The guy's been enormously successful.
Barry Bonds is cursed in a sense. He's the best baseball player of his generation who doesn't particularly like talking endlessly about his skills. That creates tension in a media age when professional athletes really can't just do it, as the Nike ad says. They've got to analyze it too. Privately, Major League Baseball officials say they're frustrated by Bonds' endless battle with the media. Imagine, for instance, what might happen to the game's waning popularity if its biggest star had the widespread appeal of Michael Jordan. Look how he made the NBA popular worldwide with his dunking and his friendly demeanor with reporters. But for a lot of baseball fans, they don't need that with Barry Bonds. All they need is to watch him come up to bat. I talked to a Giants fan named Jim in San Francisco. He was wearing a Bonds number 25 jersey.
Every time he steps to the plate, man, every fan raises up. They all love Bonds. He's just great. He's great for the game. Every time he comes up, he has the potential to change it.
That potential, that excitement is all many need. It's all Barry Bonds needs, but ultimately, it's not enough for the media. And it's a conflict that might just follow Bonds from a possible World Series title this weekend all the way to the Hall of Fame. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Anaheim.